Let's explore a motivating March mindset for personal growth and 10 spring activities to welcome in the new season. Hello, friends! Welcome back to Exploring Over Coffee. I'm Alexis Renee, and I'm so excited for our coffee chat today because we are planting inspiration for the spring. So sit back and relax with your beverage of choice. I'm enjoying a honey vanilla latte, and let's explore our March mindset and spring activities. I hope you've been enjoying these last few weeks of February, that they've been filled with love and self-care. Our February Feels conversations have been a wonderful adventure in nourishment, from staycation sweet escapes to solo dates and soft living. I hope all of these chats have warmed your heart and home as we have made our way through the last full month of the winter season. If you have not heard some of these coffee chats yet and are still looking for some fun February experiences to enjoy, gather inspiration from these coffee side conversations. Stepping into the month of March, we can carry all of the love we've cultivated with us into our next round of seasonal adventures. March is a time of bright beginnings. The sun shines longer, the weather gets warmer, and color comes back into nature. Spring is coming. Cheer, new beginnings, and a sense of renewal are on the way. This reinvigoration of life can be beautiful inspiration for creativity, self-expression, and personal growth. We can embrace these seasonal values as fuel for refreshing explorations throughout March. To get started in this new season of growth, let's explore words of wisdom from actress and humanitarian Audrey Hepburn. She says, "To plant a garden is to believe in tomorrow." Audrey Hepburn's quote is a beautiful analogy for life because it connects this sense of dedication and hope with visualizing growth in the future. This is exactly the kind of energy and spirit that we can tap into in March to take that next step into our dream lives, our visions for our futures. Imagine with me. Close your eyes and visualize walking into a garden space. It's a quiet, natural place, coming to life in time for the spring. You see signs of budding plant life, new growth, throughout the garden. Spring is on the way, and with proper nurturing, this garden can evolve into a lush, vibrant, blooming space. What steps can you take to tend to this garden and support its development? Now imagine that this garden space represents you. Wellness, passions, dreams, every piece and area of your life capable of sprouting new growth. How can you nurture your personal development to live life in full bloom? Embracing your personal growth journey with the same attention and dedication that goes into gardening can unlock new energy and approaches for personal development. It's amazing what patience, determination, and hope can do for a garden. Imagine what this same energy can do for your life, how it can help you grow. So many wonderful adventures are ahead of us. I'm so excited to embrace this season of growth with you. Let's open our adventure guidebook to gather inspiration for our March mindset and spring activities. Since this time of the year is all about renewal and positivity, let's cultivate growth for a blooming life with our March mindset. Here's 7 ideas to round out a refreshed perspective for life. Number 1, ground yourself. Recenter as we enter March. Journaling, mindfulness, and personal reflection can help you embrace stability. Guided journals are a great tool for practicing mindfulness, recentering, and intention-setting writing sessions. If you're looking for an inspiring read to add to your list, here's one from mine. Seen, Loved, and Heard, A Guided Journal for Feeding the Soul by Tabitha Brown. I'm listening to it right now as an audiobook, and I really appreciate all of the different areas of personal reflection she shares. There's a combination of doodling and writing-based journal prompts, so there are plenty of ways to express yourself and get your thoughts out on the page. Number two, plant seeds for future growth. Sow the seeds of your aspirations. Each one is a promise of potential waiting to bloom. Is there an area of your life you'd like to develop this spring? Pause, reflect, and set growth goals for March. One of my growth goals is health and fitness related, increasing my daily step count to hit at least 10,000 steps a day. And with the weather getting warmer and the sun being out longer, this is a great time to plant that seed and get started with consistency. Let me know what one of your growth goals is in the comments. Number three, weed out negativity. Like tending a garden, remove the weeds of negativity around you to make space for positivity to flourish. I found a Forbes article that shares 15 ways to let go of negativity for positive living. The 15 recommendations comes from Forbes Coaches Council, and their ideas are simple yet supportive. It's amazing what a change in perspective can do. Two suggestions that I look forward to trying are changing my self-talk, my inner voice, to being my inner champion, and reflecting on my day as a thankfulness tour of gratitude. Read the rest of these coaches' recommendations through the article link in the episode description. Number four, make room to bloom. Create an environment that supports your growth journey. From your physical spaces and daily routines to your thought processes and creative outlets, sprinkle motivating reminders into your space that celebrate your journey to full bloom. One way to get started is decorating your home and workspace with inspiring mantras and vision boards to stay aligned with your goals. Number five, embrace a sunshine state of mind. Brighten your energy and outlook with lighthearted habits. Healthline shares daily, monthly, and yearly habits for positive living in their article, How to Be Happy. 27 habits to add to your routine. Check out the link in the episode description to read all of their different recommendations. I'm really excited to explore these happiness habits, especially since March is Optimism Month. Number six, tend to your needs. Give yourself the love, care, and rest you deserve. Again, if you have not yet listened to our February Feels Coffee Chats, we've been exploring some different self-care-inspired adventures this whole month. I especially recommend the February self-care episode because we explore different types of rest and ways to add self-care to your daily routine. Last but not least, number seven, grow with gratitude. Cultivate a gratitude mindset by expressing appreciation for your experiences, seeking beauty in the present moment, and practicing mindful reflection. Be patient with your growth journey and appreciate how gratitude enriches your surroundings and your perspective over time. So much inspiration for our March mindset. I'm looking forward to embracing positivity and growth with you throughout March and the rest of the spring season. March is a time for fresh perspectives. It's also a time of seasonal excitement. Blooming landscapes, warmer weather, and garden party fun are on the way. While we count down the days to spring's official arrival later on this month, here are 10 fun adventure ideas to check off of your March bucket list. Number one, at-home floral fun. Bring the outdoors in by exploring indoor gardening. Whether it's taking care of a new houseplant, starting a small herb garden, or trying your hand at floral arrangements, let the joy of gardening blossom within your home. Number two, spring reset. Take a moment for a personal reset. Declutter your physical space, organize your surroundings, and create an environment that aligns with your growth goals. A refreshed space can inspire a refreshed mindset. Number three, cheerful coffee chat. Connect with your loved ones or besties over a cheerful coffee chat. Share laughter, stories, and positive vibes as you sip your favorite brew. It's a simple yet meaningful way to nurture relationships and spread joy during the uplifting month of March. Number four, seasonal stroll. As the weather gets warmer this month, take a few leisurely walks through nature, parks, or botanical gardens to witness the awakening of spring. Maybe join a walking club or sign up for a walking challenge for an extra boost of motivation. I live close to Washington, D.C., so I love visiting the U.S. Botanical Garden. It's free to visit, and it's known as a living plant museum. It's really cool because you can explore different types of climates while you're in there. There's a tropical space in the middle of the entire botanic garden. Outside, they have a rose garden that blooms in the spring, and it's just lovely to relax in that space. So if you live in the DC area or you're coming here to visit, definitely check out the US Botanic Garden. Number five, celebrate culture. Explore March events, festivals, and traditions happening in your community or virtually. St. Patrick's Day, Women's History Month, and the National Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington, D.C. are three celebrations that I'm looking forward to. Number six, spring-themed volunteering. Spread positivity and give back to your community with some spring-themed volunteering. Whether it's environmental initiatives, community gardens, or supporting local causes, contribute to your community's collective bloom. Number seven, spring break getaway. Plan a cheerful getaway that aligns with your personal growth goals. Maybe that's a natural retreat, a cultural exploration, or even just a peaceful staycation sweet escape. Use your spring break to recharge and replenish. Number eight, spring creative project. Get creative with color. Whether it's through art, fashion, or home decor, express yourself with lively spring colors. Did you know that the 2024 color of the year is peach fuzz? Maybe this color can spark inspiration for your next creative project. Number nine, berry sweet creations. Did you know that March is berries and cherries month? Get creative in the kitchen with berry smoothies, desserts, and refreshing beverages. Savor berry sweet creations all month long. Last but not least, number 10, March movie party. It's award show season, so celebrate cinema with a March movie party. Embrace a themed movie night experience, like spring-themed movies, works by women filmmakers, uplifting classics, or nominated movies. Gather friends, some popcorn, and enjoy a cozy movie night filled with entertainment and good company. Plenty of adventures worth exploring this month. Let me know which ideas you're checking off of your March bucket list first. Now, grab your journal or digital writing device for our reflective writing session. This week, I'm sharing two different prompts. Number one, cultivate your gratitude mindset. List at least three things you're thankful for as you enter the month of March. How can a grateful heart contribute to your personal growth? Number two, plant seeds for your March growth goals. What small intentional actions can you take daily to nurture these seeds for future growth? And with that, we have wrapped up our adventure guidebook recommendations for this week. Let the spirit of March inspire your growth. Use these mindset recommendations, activities, and journal prompts to embrace this month's blooming possibilities. Now, let's spring forward into your weekly boost for self-care and holiday inspiration for your week ahead. For your self-care activity this week, enjoy a coloring book session. Get in touch with your creative side. Coloring doubles as an artistic and relaxing activity. Create a nature-themed design to welcome the spring. Work on intricate patterns like mandalas to practice calming your mind. Now, let's take a look at our calendar for some holidays happening this week. There are a lot of sweet holidays to look forward to this week. Today, the 27th, is National Strawberry Day, and in the UK, it's the start of National Pastry Week. Tomorrow, the 28th, is National Chocolate Soufflé Day and Pancake Day. March 1st rolls in this Friday with National Fruit Compote Day and the start of Berries and Cherries Month. This weekend, on the 2nd of March, it is Banana Cream Pie Day. And on the 3rd, this Sunday, it's Mulled Wine Day in the United States and the United Kingdom. These holidays sound absolutely delicious. I hope you enjoy them this week. Refresh your spirit as we head into March. Today, the 27th, is No Brainer Day. Give your brain a break from problem solving and enjoy some R&R. Inconvenience Yourself Day is the 28th. This holiday emphasizes acts of kindness for others. Go the extra mile, be kind, provide support, and express care for the people around you in your life. This February is special because it's a leap year. Use this extra day of February as a check-in and reset on your goals and dreams. March is Optimism Month. Let's embrace positive thinking, acts of kindness, and supportive practices to embrace a sunshine state of mind. The 1st of March is Share a Smile Day and World Compliment Day. Spread joy and embrace kindness through March and beyond. International Day of Unplugging is also the 1st. Make this holiday an adventure. Spend a few hours, the whole day, or maybe even the whole weekend on non-digital experiences. It'll give your brain and body a good break, some sensory rest. Sunday, the 3rd, is Simplify Your Life Day, a good chance to get started on your spring cleaning. Lastly, the 3rd of March is also I Want You to Be Happy Day, another great holiday to brighten someone's life. Spread cheer with some of the ideas in our adventure guidebook. Kind words, smiles, and positive actions help happiness bloom. As we turn our calendar page to March, I hope our self-care activity and holiday ideas re-energize your spirit and brew more positivity in your life. March is a great canvas for personal growth and rejuvenation. Take these ideas, sow the seeds of intention, and let your life flourish with the vibrant spirit of spring. Share this cheerful chat with your friends and loved ones to help them embrace the upcoming season. Thank you so much for being part of our Exploring Over Coffee community. Follow and click the notification bell to join me for our next Coffee Side chat. Wishing you a refreshed and joyful week ahead. And until next time, remember to make life an adventure.